There you go. That's your weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY. We're about to have to go out in this, aren't we?
Well.
About to become our problem.
Yeah.
Up to now, it's been, sure doesn't look nice out there. But, again, it's just going to be a little different. We'll see how all this stuff works out. Got that opportunity for some freezing precip out there, and it's just plain old windy. What's our chill factor now we're looking at?
Scott, the chill factor still is 32, which I don't believe.
That's not true. This one
I
says...
I think our sensor's broken.
Yeah, this one says 23.
I think that's probably being based on those gusts. I still say, what freaked me out the most this morning was not until I got to work, and I felt a five-story building move.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I didn't move to California to feel buildings move. I don't want to have to go stand in the doorway and hope for the best.
It is 29 gusts to 39. 29 gusts to 39. And, you know, there are people are going to have to drive some high-profile vehicles in this today. And there's some people are going to be driving some little bitty vehicles in this today. And they will certainly be impacted.
Those of us who have full-size vehicles don't have to pioneer.
I don't know. My pickup truck was wobbly.
It is. It's 39 miles an hour. It's still 39 miles an hour. Hello?
Hey, I don't want to hear about it. Greetings from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, also known as the Donner Pass today.
What is it up there?
We got about 8 inches of snow on the ground still falling. It's supposed to get down to about 2 tonight with more coming. And then tomorrow's supposed to start clearing off.
But you don't
have school?
No school, no nothing today.
Okay, but you don't have to be out in it, right?
Not right now, I don't. Yeah, so I'm just sitting here watching it. Listening to you guys.
Enjoy. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Well, you know, and I'd seen
that's right, the nationally famous. Well, wait, I'm about to trademark onto Colonel Brewer's statement.
Okay.
I was going to, the nationally known Infomaniacs morning show.
There you are.
Yes, forming at the north end.
That's right.
Yeah, the north end of...
We're known above the international
the north
border.
End of South College Station.
Yeah, the international border of the Red River, yeah. But, yeah, I had heard last night that there are parts of the northeast that have not been out of snow since Christmas. I mean, wow. How's that global warming working out for you?
Oh, now, Scott, and that's why it's now called climate change.
That's right. Did you know that hard rock music makes termites chew through wood at twice their usual speed?
Well, yeah, because hard rock music will get you pumped, man.
Oh.
It's Tuesday.
Fail. Hello?
Can y'all give me the number of Al Gore? I need to talk to him.
Yeah. You know, remember he said he's made his $300 million now. He said it was a lie. Remember that? Was that about a month ago?
He's sitting in his house in Tennessee right now that's the size of a Walmart supercenter and laughing.
Yep, mm-hmm. He is. He's saying, you goofballs. I thought I wanted to be president. I found out I didn't. I just wanted to be rich. It's a whole lot more fun. I can lie to you and get rich.
Lordy.
By the way.
You know, we have three branches of government. We have a House, we have a Senate, we have a president.
There you go, Mr. Schumer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Melee and civic.
That's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I can't imagine it's Tuesday. It's 8:42. There are probably people out there who want to work up a sweat. Well, we may do that if we get time.
They would like to work up a sweat to get warm, but then they know if they go outside after having worked up the sweat, then that wind's going to hit them, and they'll be anything but warm.
That's it. All right, Guinness World Record for the most perfect Wii bowling games at 2,850.
Really?
John Bates got his Wii system in April of 08. Says he bowls about 10 games a day, always trying for that perfect score of 300.
He's rich or doesn't have a job or looking for employment?
He's a former PE teacher.
Uh-huh.
Said it took him a year to roll his first perfect game. When he recorded 2,100 perfect games, he contacted Guinness in London. He's on the books at having 2,850 perfect games. Unofficially, he's rolled 3,375. Did I mention that he's 85?
Okay.
So, got that going for him. A man in Ireland has been sentenced to 3 months in prison for stealing a bottle of bio oil to prevent his pregnant girlfriend from getting stretch marks. At least he was thinking of her. Ronald Byrne, the Irish dad-to-be, walked out of the pharmacy with his bottle of stretch mark oil. Valued at $35. Unclear whether his girlfriend asked him to
commit
to
Where do you pick that up, anyway?
Well, it's apparently at a pharmacy in Ireland.
Yeah.
There's stuff that you can buy that's supposed to prevent stretch marks.
Well, that's it.
It's called snake oil, but it's supposed to prevent stretch marks.
I'd like some Q-tips and some stretch mark oil, please.
Q-tip? You got to slather that stuff on. Yeah, and in Flint, Michigan, a homeowner told police
I want some cotton balls instead of...
Yeah, in Flint, Michigan, a homeowner told police somebody robbed his place. Burglar got away with four bottles of pills and a Bible. $4 and four bottles of pills and a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess that...
at least he was spiritual about it.
I suppose that's probably right. Yeah. You know, this is... we've started February, so it's...
That's right. Today we did.
It's cherry month, of course. You
know, good.
Can't forget that. It's National Weddings Month? Why is
that? That's not June?
I don't know. Huh. Let's see what else. It's Spunky Old Broads Month.
That's right. So
there you
don't be congratulating Mama on
that. No, don't be doing that. Uh-huh. National Snack Food Month.
We used to have a snack food machine here.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but nobody bought anything.
It's... Working Naked Day.
Don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchases of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
All right, here's a scenario for you. It's Friday evening. You're tired after a long week. You come home to a major problem, maybe a disaster, like the water line in your attic is busted. That is a disaster. You need help, and you need it quickly. So you call your plumber, and what do you get? An answering machine? During emergencies, answering machines won't do. As a business owner, if you are relying on answering machines when you aren't around, you are losing customers. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24/7. Brian 800 Answering Service provides local employees here to talk to your clients whenever situations come up and you can't be around to answer the calls. There are no long-term contracts required, so don't lose customers because of an answering machine. Brian 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call them at 979-775-4800, 775-4800, or click Brian800.com. All right, let's see here. Got a little bit of cold weather in case y'all didn't know.
Have missed it.
Rattling your windows out there. It's happening. If a Pittsburgh family is from Pittsburgh, yeah, black and gold blood probably runs through their veins. In the blue-collar city, you're born being a Steeler fan. At St. Clair Hospital in Pittsburgh, newborn babies being wrapped in turbal towels during Super Bowl week. Yep.
Turbal.
Yeah, tradition had started when the team went to the Super Bowl after the 08 season. So you got turbal towels.
Wrapping up them babies.
That is turbal.
Got them babies being wrapped up in their turbal towels.
Uh-huh.
That's a good thing. All right, it's almost Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is. 14th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to get that tough-to-buy-for man in your life? How about a gift of literature, ladies? Marcia Garcia Kalb has just written a new book called 100 Ways to Torture Your Husband. 100 Ways to Torture Your Husband contains novel ways to get under Mr. Wonderful's skin, like drinking his last beer, posting his favorite sports memorabilia on eBay, or burying the remote in the backyard.
Oh, my.
Yeah. All can be yours for a budget-friendly $9.95. How bad's the weather?
How bad is it?
Yeah.
Wait.
Never mind. The weather canceled a weather spotter training course in Cincinnati last night.
The weather spotter training course has been canceled because of inclement weather.
That's it.
Isn't that like quitting?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's that bad? Never mind. Don't watch. We don't want to know.
That's like saying, you know, the hurricane workshop has been canceled because of the tropical storm.
That's it. Freezing rain began last night. Local officials told Cincinnati Inquirer they were worried about road conditions for the attendees, so they'll reschedule the class when the weather
I really think that's like quitting. I mean, that's real-world experience.
Weather wusses.
Yeah.
We are. Hello.
I've got an empty 5-gallon bucket in the back of my truck here in Caldwell, and 30 minutes ago it was water. Now they're solid ice. So
really?
I just thought I'd let y'all know that. I don't know whether the bridges are going to freeze over quicker than what we say they are.
That's not good. Thank you. I appreciate the input. Wow. I don't know. We heard anything yet about road conditions?
Nope.
Stay off them, why don't you? How's that? Just, you know, if you don't have to, then don't. That toxic waste candy your kids are eating has earned its name. Food and Drug Administration has issued a recall on all toxic waste brand products made by the company Nuclear Sludge. Actually, a recall 2 weeks ago. This latest is an expansion of that. The FDA says the candy contains unacceptably high levels of lead. What? Lead in candy in this day and time? Rather unusual. Here we go. Here are the top seven most talked about brands among women. You guys got a guess?
I mean, most talked about brands?
Most talked about brands
among women.
Among women.
Gucci.
Some are consumables, some are places to shop, that kind of thing.
Oh,
so
I see.
It's a wide, wide variety.
Mm-hmm. Most talked about brands among women.
Number seven is AT&T. Number six is Coca-Cola.
Coach.
Coach isn't in there. That's fine. Number five is Ford.
Ford, like
I don't know. I find that unusual.
I need to bust in here.
Do
just
it.
A second. Navarro Elementary School in Bryan has no power, has no phone service.
Oh,
parents
my.
Are asked to pick up their students as soon as possible.
Whoa.
School does have emergency lights, but no heat. If there are children remaining by 11 a.m., they will be transported to another BISD facility, and parents will be notified if that takes place. That is Navarro Elementary School in Bryan. No power, no phones. If you have a child at Navarro Elementary School, you need to pick them up ASAP. They do have lights, but no heat. And if there are kids still there in the next 2 hours from now at 11 a.m., they will be taken to another BISD facility.
Got it. Caller.
Hey, that toxic waste candy, at least nobody can accuse them of false advertising.
That's true. They are what they say they are, I suppose.
I know a little background on that story. I was doing something else when you were talking about it. I think that candy's made in Pakistan, if I'm not mistaken.
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Come on. That's the Obama pronunciation.
And apparently in Pakistan, they have very tough truth in advertising laws, which there probably cost you a limb or something like
that. You're probably right. They take you out there and whack you. Oh. Interesting. Okay. All right, here we go. Number four is eBay. Number three is Verizon. Number two is Target. Number one is Walmart.
I was going to say Walmart.
When you said stores,
I was going to.
Got it.
That was an obvious one.
So really, I don't even remember hearing a specific brand in there.
Well, Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Coca-Cola and Ford. But again, I find that interesting. There's not a ready-to-wear there.
Yeah, Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, that they would be talking
Gabbana,
about.
Gabbana, however you say
it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Agua Dulce. Oh, never mind. Budweiser,
one of two Sweetwaters we have in Texas.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Budweiser has signed a new contract with the NFL to keep the brewery as the official beer of the Super Bowl through 2014. Bud, with the Clydesdales, has been part of the big game for the past 23 years. On this year's broadcast, Bud Light will have three 30-second commercials. There'll be one 60-second ad for Budweiser and 60-second ad for Anheuser-Busch's Belgian lager, Stella Artois. And they're going to give...
I'm no fan of that.
That's right. They're going to give the NFL $966 million a second for that.
Really?
I don't know. They're going to give them a lot of money, though. That's for sure. And during the recession, by the way, some automakers opted not to advertise during the Super Bowl. Sales were down. Finances were a mess. Ads were expensive. But the car industry is back, and for the first time in 3 years, General Motors returning to the Super Bowl with a commercial for Chevy. BMW.
Buy this $40,000 car that you have to plug in.
Yeah. BMW, back for the first time in a decade. Mercedes-Benz, Kia, and Hyundai. They used to be jokes.
They're not anymore, buddy.
They used to be punchlines, and they're not. These cars, hey, Hyundai and Kia get it. They understand what U.S. Americans want in cars.
Hyundai has a car out now that I think starts at about $40,000.
Yeah, I drove a few years ago. I drove one on a rental, and it's a nice car. It was a nice car then, and they have only upgraded since then. Fox, for what it's worth, is charging $3 million for that 30-second ad.
Rupert's got a payroll to meet,
well,
Scott.
Well, we do. Got to do that. And once again, we're all going to be sitting there glued to the TV, watching it.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank. Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Texas Bank.
Hey, about 4 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. China's state-run TV network accused of stealing footage from the film Top Gun and using it in an official news report. China's Central Television claimed footage from the Tom Cruise film, actually video of a Chinese, it was actually video of the Chinese Air Force. The news story centered around alleged Chinese training exercises showing footage of one jet firing at another. Scam was quickly uncovered by viewers who recognized it as a dogfight scene from the 1986 movie. See, they know now.
It was the music from Kenny Loggins in the background that gave it away.
That was it, and then dancing in the bar to the jukebox music. All right, here we go. It's a brand new breed of the week, and we can't even pronounce it. Is the Sholowitzkwintli.
You can't say that on the radio, Scott.
That's right. They call it the Sholo for short, Sholo. It's spelled X-O-L-O. The American Kennel Club says that's because archaeologists' evidence suggests that...
Sholo, is it Chinese?
No, it's Mexican, I believe. Oh. Accompanied man on his first migrations across the... it is Chinese, Bering Straits. They're calling it the first dog of the Americas. Yes. Very nice. Supposed to be an ancient breed from Mexico, the name is derived from the Aztec god Xolotl and Itzcuintla. The Aztec word for dog. I like dog better than Itzcuintla. Itzcuintla treats.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How that Itzcuintla treats. And let's see what else we got. Oh, fire department in Vacaville, California.
Vacaville.
Claiming pigeon poop is the problem with the
pigeon
collapse.
Pigeon poop.
The cause for the collapse of a gas station awning that nearly struck a woman who had just finished filling up her tank.
Golly.
The woman hadn't even had a chance to put the key in the ignition when the entire roof section fell down.
Boy, that happened in the Metrodome, too. You know, that wasn't snow. That was pigeon poop.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, really.
That'd have been a busy bunch of pigeons.
White and stinky.
Would have been a busy bunch of pigeons, but nonetheless. Okay, in Wales, management at the Mellington Hall Hotel couldn't figure out why they kept getting hit with health code violations for moldy food. First, inspectors found significant fly infestation, moldy strawberries, and cream past its due date. After the second incident and a $10,000 fine, somebody realized the head chef was dyslexic and couldn't read the use-by dates.
Wow.
According to the London Daily Mail, hotel officials have now adopted a color code system so the chef can identify the food. Never mind the fact that he's not capable of having the job. Let's change what we do in the kitchen so he can keep the job. It's either Nanny State or is a really, 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 really good chef.
Yeah, the food must be scrumptious.
This date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. Yeah. Supreme Court, the United States of America, convened for the first time in New York City in 1790. Battle Hymn of the Republic, published in Atlantic Monthly, 1862.
Really?
Yep. Edition 1 of the Oxford English Dictionary, published 1884. And Harvey Wilcox of Kansas, in 1887, started selling off 120 acres that he owned in Southern California as a real estate development that he named after his wife, Holly.
Oh.
Thus, Hollywood.
There you go.
1 minute.
That's how that works. People at TV Land say Regis Philbin is a legend, so they're going to honor him with the Legend Award at this year's TV Land Awards. Halle Berry is giving up an acting job so that she can devote time to a custody fight over her little girl with her ex-boyfriend. She's giving up a part in a show in a movie called New Year's Eve, and Katherine Heigl is going to take her place. And Access Hollywood says...
It must be true.
That Charlie Sheen is not in a rehab facility. He is at home.